Hello, your second traffic with Wolf Gorlick, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at how understanding the attacker's tactics and specifically the time involved with those tactics can give us some advantage on the defense. As you guys probably know, I'm obsessed with time. Obsessed. I probably read every single time management book there is. It just never ends. I want to get as much out of every moment as possible. And I love things like time-based security. I love the concept of leveraging time as a measure of security. I love the concept of looking at something like an attack path or, you know, Bloom Tower defense in depth, where the monkeys go and follow that path and figuring out where we can save some time off or look at the time of the attack to give us some advantage. So, tip to you. Take a look at phishing attacks and take a look at the time that domains exist as a measure for that defense, or for the risk rather. So let me tell you what I mean by that. All right, my domain is www.wolf.com, and I email everyone, hey, this is Wolf from me at wolf.com, and someone wants to phish me, right? And you guys are probably thinking, if you do this all the time, you're thinking, W0LF probably looks a lot like wolf.com, right? Or maybe someone's like wolf-email. You know, there's a million and one different ways you can stack a domain so it looks like a real one. As a matter of fact, if you want to play with this, check out Your Old Crazy, URL Crazy, which will spit out a whole bunch of different domain names that will look, taste, and feel just like a real domain and will trick people for phishing. When an attacker decides to do this, they register the domain and they launch the attack. Now, if it's a broad attack, they only have a certain amount of time to launch it, right? So oftentimes, because the longer the attack is going on, the more likely there is to be caught, the more likely there is to be a signature developed, the more likely there is the domain gets shut down, etc., etc. Most of these domains are therefore only persist for about a month. As a matter of fact, there's some main services that will sell you a domain for a month, and then you don't have to pay for it. It's like, free to try to buy, try it for a month. They're like, perfect, I only need it for 1 week for phishing. Okay, so they register these domains, and then they send out the phishing attack, and they go. Here's a question for you. When was the last time your organization did business with anyone with a domain that was less than a month old? You know, fun metric to gather, almost never. Gather the metric in your environment, but almost never, right? Because you're dealing primarily with established customers, established accounts. Very, very rarely is it less than a month old. So what does this mean? This means that you can put in place a rule to block email, to alert on exfiltration, to do any number of things to domains that are less than 1 month old. At the same time, gathering those domains, reporting the metrics back, have in place a ability for you when the user calls. Yeah, no, they really are legit. That's Wolf, he changes domain. Have a place, process in place that you can waitlist, obviously, but block domains less than a month old, and you've just now taken away a huge swath of the attacker's tactics. And always, always, always think about time. Million and one ways that you can use time to your advantage. This is just one. That's it. Have a great weekend.